Chris Mim of the Government Accountability Office looking at cross-agency goals and OMB's role in those. Chris, you looked at what specifically in this report on the GIPRA Modernization Act.
Well, what we were trying to do in here, and it's consistent with kind of the whole approach that we've taken with our work under the Modernization Act. And let me step back just for a second on what, to remind people what the Modernization Act was about. What it was trying to do is build on the progress of the various performance initiatives that have been put in place over the last 20 years or so and do two things. One, bring a more integrated and cross-cutting perspective to performance. And second, to get all this vast volume of performance information that agencies generate actually used by decision makers. And we've done a whole series of reports kind of looking at that over the last couple of years. What this one was trying to do was to take that double perspective and apply it to what has gone on with the cross-agency priority goals. Now, those were required by the Modernization Act that OMB developed these goals with the agencies to look at problems that are cross-cutting in nature across the government, that really where we need a much more unified perspective of various agencies coming together in a coordinated way. And so we looked at the extent to which where progress is being reported and consistent with the requirements of the Act, and if these reviews that are supposed to be taking place are being done consistent with the Act and, more importantly, consistent with best practice.
The Obama administration got a lot of credit and a lot of applause from the government management community for setting the cross-agency goals, and you cite those 14 interim CAP goals in February 2012. But you found that their execution on those goals, or at least understanding the execution on those goals, was a little lacking. Why was that, Chris?
Yeah, it was very uneven, I would say, is that, you know, In some cases, the cybersecurity goal, for example, they seem to take it very, very seriously, and you can really see kind of the effects in terms of improvements that were made because of that. In other cases, it was, as you mentioned, really lacking on that. And I think there were a couple things that took place here. In some cases, they would set goals and not have good quantified targets and therefore not be reporting consistently on whether or not they were making progress towards the goals. In some cases, they were setting goals in which they didn't have good performance information, and, you know, it's that age-old thing of they then spend the next couple of years trying to gather the information rather than worrying about whether or not we're making progress to the goals. I think overall what we're looking at, and this is what we have seven recommendations to OMB, and we're glad that the staff over there, you know, responded favorably to them. We think that, you know, overall what needs to happen is really a more disciplined process needs to be put in place here, is that the progress that's been made on the agency quarterly reviews that they do on their own priority goals, that same type of discipline, that same kind of pattern and rhythm needs to be brought up to the CAP goals. We've seen that progress down in selected areas on the agency levels where some of the CAP goal leaders had that discipline. We see it affected and had improvements and worked on the CAP goals. We just need to make sure and get that kind of consistently done across all of the CAP goals in order to make sustained progress.
Another element of this that you looked at, Chris, was the quarterly progress reviews that OMB is supposed to put out in conjunction with the Performance Improvement Council. They're supposed to publish memoranda for the OMB director. You write, though, the information included in these memoranda were not fully consistent with GIPRA Modernization Act requirements. Were they close or were they far off, or does it not matter if they didn't hit them?
Well, I think it's, you know, and we're sensitive to not overly taking kind of a compliance review. I mean, people should be following what the requirements of the Act is, but at the end of the day, the real benchmark ought to be is, are things getting better because of the various performance initiatives that are being put in place? And so where we saw that things were not, you know, being followed consistent with the Act, we were also looking at, geez, what's the effect of that? How does it matter? And unfortunately, it really does matter in the sense that when you don't have this rhythm that I was mentioning before, when you don't have the information going into these memos being used for purposes of then making decisions, you really don't have the level of transparency that's important in terms of the subsequent reporting that goes on performance.gov. So Congress and the public don't have a good understanding of whether or not we're making progress towards these goals, and more importantly, if there's a performance gap, what sort of actions do we need to take or are agencies going to take in order to improve performance? And then for managers, you don't have a very clear understanding within people kind of working those CAP goals of geez, we've got a performance deficit. What are the, you know, which are the goals that are most at risk, which is one of the things that's required to be identified and was not consistently done. You just don't get those performance improvements that are needed in this. This, you know, the big risk that we run here is that if we don't take this seriously, then it becomes a paperwork drill, and that's the last thing that anyone wants, is something that's just done from a compliance standpoint, and you know, then it's not useful to managers, not useful to the Congress, not useful to the public. We need to get this information used. We need to get it, you know, the discipline in the process in order to make sure that it's actually used to drive performance, which at the end of the day, obviously, is what the only thing that we all really care about.
Chris Mim of the Government Accountability Office looking at the GIPR Modernization Act cross-agency performance goals and finding some inconsistency in the results. The last item that you looked at here of the three major ones, the cap goal progress, the quarterly progress reviews, was leading practices for reviews. Explain what this means, Chris, because it took me a couple of times to read this to get this part.
Sure. Well, thank you, and I'll make sure we're clear in the writing next time.
I think it's more on the reader's end than the writer's end, my friend.
We had done an earlier review in which we looked at the quarterly reviews that are done within agencies under their priority goals. And we call them at the federal level, you know, the federal quarterly data-driven reviews. You know, really what they are is the stat reviews that started with CompStat in New York City and then went to City Stat in Baltimore and State Stat and all that. And so it's the whole kind of stat process. And at each point, the question has always been is, does it scale to the next level? And can it be used to bring together seemingly disparate program efforts in a coordinated way? And so we brought those questions and asked that at the federal level and found indeed they were, that within agencies, there were a set of very good or best practices that they were following. And when they followed these practices, and we were particularly impressed with what was going on in Treasury, when they were following these practices, of top leadership attention, making sure the data were there, using it in order to drive decisions, following up on decisions that were being made, you didn't see improved performance. What we were recommending and what we recommend is that they take those same set of practices, they OMB, and apply them to the cap goals and say, you know, that obviously there's going to be yet the question again is, does it scale now to almost a government-wide level? So there may need to be some modification. But in terms of the general principles and practices, we were convinced that the types of things that have worked successfully within individual agencies have worked at the state level in Maryland and cities in Baltimore and elsewhere, and beginning back in the 90s in CompStat in New York City, are the types of things that can work successfully with cap goals.
And what really clarified it for me was this passage, Chris. Effective review processes consistently engage leaders and agency officials in efforts to identify and address performance deficiencies and ensure accountability for commitments. And that what I take from that when I read between the lines is, if you do these, if you use these tools to their maximum potential, if you use them the ways in which they're intended with all of the included tools that you're supposed to use, it works every time.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, all these caps, you know, these quarterly reviews sessions are, is that these are leadership strategies. They're strategies that leadership uses in order to drive performance in their organizations. And they've been shown to work time after time and place after place on issue after issue. We're just saying, now let's scale that up to the cross-agency goals, and I'll bet we'll get the same type of performance improvement there that we've seen consistently elsewhere.
You mentioned there were seven recommendations. From the interest of time, I'll encourage people to go to federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, find a link to your report, and read all seven of them. But you mentioned earlier OMB responded favorably to these recommendations. I guess maybe I'm a little more cynical than you are, because when I read your report, it says OMB staff generally agreed to consider GAO's recommendations. And I see two qualifiers there that make me not quite as optimistic as you are.
Well, we're going to be following up and make sure that they do get implemented consistently. And so the cynic or the skeptic in all of us will make sure that they actually get implemented. There's actually a good target of opportunity, or a window of opportunity, I should say, is that, you know, OMB is shortly to come out with the implementation plans on the new set of cap goals that were established with the president's budget that went up in March. We're going to be looking very carefully at those to see if those implementation plans, to make sure that they actually actually address the types of weaknesses that we saw in the earlier things. And so, you know, are they consistently showing attention to the need to get good data? Are they consistently showing the attention to setting good milestones so that we can track progress over time and make sure that we're actually making progress towards the big goals that we're trying to achieve? And so people want to see the qualifiers, and I can certainly understand that. We're going to be following up to make sure they get effectively implemented.